Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Sunday Serenade. Our featured song tonight is one that's kind of special to me, and I'm going to explain why. Most of you don't know the origin of the Sunday Serenade, but it was my creative outlet after I had left the church I had been at for 18 years. And most of that time as the worship leader and, you know, pretty much anything else that I needed to be. I could teach, preach, or whatever I needed to do. I always said I can do anything at the church except use the women's restroom. And the government's changing that on us even now. Anyway, I discovered, it was about a year ago this month, that in one of our elders' meetings that we had a grifting preacher and some new elders who were running things and didn't care about the truth and didn't care really about the survivability of the church in the long run. And I told him it was going to ruin it, and it did. The church is gone as of March of this year. They finally closed it, but it was predictable and inevitable the way it was being run. Anyway, we won't go too much into that. All of us in ministry have been through these kinds of very hurtful and troubling times, and it's very unfortunate that every minister out there has a story similar to this to tell, where they have just been hurt, bushwhacked, ambushed, whatever you want to call it. Ambushed was one way that you could describe it for us. Anyway, a lot of hurt went around among a lot of people, lost a lot of people in the congregation. It was unsustainable. So we got involved in this, and I did my first song. This was, in fact, the first song that I did as the Sunday Serenade. It's called None But Jesus, and I chose it for a particular reason, in that it was a song that brought me a lot of comfort, and I was working on it for the group at the time. The song really focuses you on what really matters. It's not about buildings and about other people and fake friends and those kinds of things. It's actually about Jesus. And so the song is None But Jesus, and I think you'll find some uplifting and helpful things in this as we go along. The few of you who do know more about what the details are, many of you of those people have reached out to me to, you know, extend condolences and things and share the experiences that they've had with ministry problems in their world as well. This has actually had the effect of giving my wife and I something to do together that we were working on singing together anyway, but we have taken this to the next level for us, and it's been really amazing. It's a bonding experience for us, and we've got a couple of friends that you see credited involved in it as well. Jeremy Hall is principal, and Gene Logia contributes from time to time with materials that he's recorded. And initially I started this just doing it on the cell phone, just as a way to sort of play some music and sing and share with some of the members who had been hurt in this and maybe still wanted to share some of what we had going at the church. But it's grown into something that is much more technical, much more developed now, and I felt like I wanted to redo this particular song. And I was saving it for kind of a one-year anniversary just to kind of bring this up and say, yeah, this is the reason that we started doing this, and this is the focus that you should have. You know, a lot of people get hurt in churches out there, and some people turn away from God or turn away from the church entirely. And, you know, that's not the appropriate response, because the people in the church let you down. People are sinners, and people do evil things to each other in the name of Jesus, oddly enough. So you just got to continue to persevere and continue to find places to serve and continue to seek out good folks. And I found a number of good folks and a number of places that I can be and serve some. So it's been a time of healing and restoration as well as peace. I mean, in 18 years, I probably hadn't missed 5, 6, 7 Sundays, unless I was just sick with COVID. I missed those Sundays, obviously. Other than that, I mean, I went 3 years, I think, before I took one Sunday off, and I never took more than 2 in any given year, and that was only once or twice. And I did that because it was important for the quality of the music for me to be there, because I ran things and I played an important instrument. So I didn't like to miss. So this has turned into something bigger and more elaborate than I had ever intended it to be, but this is the quality that you can get out of a worship team of just basically two people for the most part. Three, when we had Jeremy in here who does guitars, but I'm spending, you know, I'm putting in 98% of the time on creating all this stuff. And then he comes in and adds his parts, and Gene will add his parts from time to time, and Lisa adds her parts. But, you know, the bulk of the production work and all falls down on me, and it takes up the bulk of my time as far as the production of this goes. So it's really been something wonderful. It's given us products that we can use, and we can take these things elsewhere and reproduce these kinds of quality services in any particular setting that we so desire, and we have. And we'll continue to do some more, I'm sure, later on. At this point, I think I'm just going to get on into the song and just tell you that Jeremy is one of the players on this tonight, on the acoustic guitar. Lisa is not featured on this one. I did this one myself. It's a song written by Brooke Lingertwood, which I've mentioned before, that she's one of our favorite writers out there because she does some wonderful stuff. So I hope you enjoy this presentation of None But Jesus for your Sunday serenade. And be lifted up.
Intro, 4, 3, 2, 1. Verse 1.
In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. When you call, I won't refuse. Each new day again, I'll choose.
Chorus 1.
There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Verse 2.
In the chaos, in confusion, I know you're sovereign still. In the moment of my weakness, you give me grace to do your will. When you call, I won't delay. This my song through all my days. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. I live to bring you praise. I am yours, you are mine. I am yours, you are mine. I am yours, you are mine. I am yours.
Bridge one.
All my delight is in you, Lord. All of my hope, all of my strength, all my delight is in you, Lord, forevermore.
Bridge two.
All my delight is in you, Lord. All of my hope, all of my strength, all my delight is in you, Lord, forevermore.
Chorus four.
There is no one else for me, none but Jesus. Crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Outro. Ending.
None But Jesus by Brooke Lingard Wood. It's done by the Hillsongs folks with a couple of little tweaks of my own for the bridge, and I hope you guys enjoy that. I want you to be uplifted, folks. Don't let church problems get you down. There are plenty of good churches out there and good places to be, good people to be with, and I hope that you find a good spot to land if you've been through one of these things. And for those of you nursing the hurts, we understand. We've been through several of these kinds of things over the years, to some degree, this being by far the worst, because it's like the death of a child since you've had it for 18 years and you were trying to keep it going. But we want you to be uplifted. There are more positive things that can come out of it. We put our creativity to work, and we have had a wonderful bonding experience, and we have just been able to develop some wonderful friendships and relationships through this with a good number of folks. So God bless you, and we'll look for you next time on the Sunday Serenade.